أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن يرسل الرياح مبشرات وليذيقكم من رحمته ولتجري الفلك بأمره ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. ولقد أرسلنا من قبلك رسلا إلى قومهم فجاءوهم بالبينات فانتقمنا من الذين أجرموا وكان حقا علينا نصر المؤمنين. الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير السحاب فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون. وإن كانوا من قبل أن ينزل عليهم من قبله لمبلسين. صدق الله العظيم. The eyes before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has spoken about fasad and corruption on the land and on the sea, and that was because of the doings of man. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins to speak about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmah, and this rahmah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ مُبَشِّرَاتٍ, that from amongst the signs that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows man is that Allah Rabbul Izzat sends the winds, these breezes that blow, mubashirat, that bear glad tidings, and generally the glad tidings is that of rain that is going to come. And obviously when rain comes, then there will be crops, there will be food in abundance, and man will be able to sustain himself. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that these breezes are in fact a mubashirat, they bear the glad tidings. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلْيُذِيقَكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ, and so that you will that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes you taste from His rahmah in the forms of the different sustenance that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings from the ground. The question is that how many of us really appreciate these great ni'mats, and how many see these as signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's rahmah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses us. But not only that, there Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that this fasad is on the earth and on the sea. And when that fasad is on the sea, then obviously whatever is beyond the sea gets cut off from man. In other words, we will not be able to travel the seas. Here Allah says, وَلِتَجْرِي الْفُلْكُ بِأَمْرِهِ, and then the boats begin to sail by the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala because of these winds. When those boats come in or those ships come in, وَلِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and so that you may be able to search from His fadl, from His grace, insofar as your sustenance is concerned. Your commodities that will come from overseas countries, all that becomes available to you. And why does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala do all this? Allah says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may become appreciative, you may become grateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this whole system that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about, just one breeze, and through that breeze Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has kept so many ni'mats for insan, but unfortunately we do not see these as the great ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In between, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also shows us another form of mubashirat, another form of glad tidings, that from time to time Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam onto this earth. And these Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, like how the breeze brings the rain, and the rain brings the crops, and we sustain ourselves, the boats come in, the ships come in, and we're able to see to our material needs. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam had come to see to the spiritual needs of man, and hence Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ, certainly we had sent before you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam to the various qawms, to the various people. Faja'uhum bil bayyinat, and these anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam had come to the people with the very clear signs from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One was the wahi that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent down to the various anbiya, and these anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam conveyed that wahi and the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Secondly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent some of them with different signs insofar as mu'ajizat and miracles are concerned, So in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sees to the spiritual needs of man. But what happens is that man became unappreciative of this great ni'mat, this great spiritual ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They denied the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, and then they opposed the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. So Allah ta'ala says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا. Then we retaliated from those who had become transgressive, those who broke the commandments. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And another ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, he took it upon himself that he helps the mu'mineen and he helps those who have brought true iman. That over the years, over the time, span of time, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nusrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help had always been with those who had brought iman, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had always kept them dominant. It is a different thing, and here Allah ta'ala says, mu'mineen, that because of the weaknesses of our own iman, Allah forgive us, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala strengthen our iman, that we see that today we have these difficulties globally in the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It does not mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help is not there. The help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is there. It's like the container that is already in the harbor. Just a little bit of paperwork needs to be done. And like that, the help of Allah ta'ala is right there. Just a little bit of our iman needs to change. A little bit of our amal needs to change. We need to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we will see this nusrat and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala come down. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, Allahu alladhi yursilu riyah. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends the winds or the breezes, and then fatuthiru sahaba, and then when these winds come down, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about this whole system. These winds begin to move the clouds, fayabusutuhu fi sama. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that spreads them out above us towards the sky, kayfa yasha, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. That is the wish and the desire of Allah, where these clouds should be stationed, where the rain should come down, how it should come down, what types of clouds. That is all the will and the desire of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَيَجْعَلُهُ كِسَفًا. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that then sets these clouds out into different layers. فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, insan, then you yourself see the rains come down from between these clouds. What a great qudrat and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا أَصَابَ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Then whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings down this rain to his servants, and then man is absolutely elated. Man rejoices at the fact that rain has come, life has come, now everything else changes, rosy and sustenance begins, abundance of food and fruit, etc. But the reality is this, that وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمُبْلِسِينَ. That before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down the rains, before it came upon man, man had become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the different forms of ni'mat that Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted us. And one great form of ni'mat is the coming of rain. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that the great form of spiritual ni'mat is the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and the message that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam had brought from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa.